quit telling on me and come out of him. And when he came out, he cried, and they were amazed, insomuch they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? Doctrine. Well, no doctrine to it. It was just authority. For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. They were part of that rebellion that happened up in heaven many centuries ago, before Jesus came. Old Lucifer's cast out of heaven and his angels with him. There was one of them right there to aggravate him. They tried to do it everywhere he went. Now it goes on here in verse 34, said, he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Now verse 32, at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. Boy, they saw that authority in operation. All power is given to me. Them diseases, them devils. And later on, he even started bringing dead people out there. He raised the dead. Praise God. And what does Scripture say about this fellow that got all this power? Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. He don't change. He's still just like he was. All power is given him in heaven and earth. In whose behalf? In our behalf. Yes. It don't help him. He don't need no help. Praise God. Help all the helpless, oh, abide with me. Praise God. We're the helpless. He's the helper. And Paul said in Hebrews 13 and 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Praise God. I ain't going to fear what man does. I'm going to fear God. Was that Psalm 112 and 1? Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord greatly and delighteth in his commandments. Praise God. Blessed. A perfect blessing and perfect happiness to result from it. And this fellow Jesus is able to do it all for us. I want you to go briefly to the Old Testament with me just for a few moments here. Proverbs the 8th chapter, and see about this record of Jesus being in the beginning with God. This is a great record here, because the Scripture tells us plainly, like in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 24, said, First Corinthians 1, verse 24. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is the power of God and Christ is the wisdom of God. All right, here's that wisdom that was with God in the beginning. And let's just look at it very briefly here in Proverbs 8, beginning in verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. That was this wisdom that was with him when he made the world, and that was Christ. He was the wisdom of God. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the world was. God set up this wisdom here before the world was ever created, and that was through Christ. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I was brought forth. While he had yet not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengtheneth the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. That was Christ in that capacity when God was making the world. As Paul said in Colossians 1, by him were all things created, for him, by him, and for him. And by him all things consist. He was with him when he made the world. He was with him before the world was made. And I want to tell you something else, folks. There was somebody else there watching all this creative acts of God in Christ. That was Lucifer. Ezekiel 28 said the devil was right there and saw God and Christ make the world and how they made it. It was made out of atoms. And that's where the secret came from, was the devil transferred his secret to old Albert Einstein and some of his cohorts over in Germany. And that diabolical technological invention wasn't created to bless man. It was created to destroy man. The devil don't never create anything to bless. He has a plan, a diabolical plan in mind, and that is the consummation of man, he hopes, that will erupt at the Battle of Armageddon. It is going to destroy most everybody, but there's some going to survive. Praise God. God ain't going to let the devil and his terrible atomic bombs, a nuclear holocaust, is going to be a lot worse than that in Japan in World War II. And the devil, the Bible tells us in Ezekiel 28, that Lucifer was there and walked among the stones of fire when God created this world. He was right there with him. There was Jesus on one side and Lucifer on the other. Lucifer wasn't the devil then. But he learned, he had all that information how the world was made. Two folks was the only ones that knew it beside God. Christ and Satan. And that's a, and Satan's trying to destroy it, and Christ is trying to hold it together. Lord, you just see, everything was created by him and for him, both visible and invisible. You don't see the devil, but everything was created by him and for him. Thrones, principalities, powers, everything was created visible and invisible by Christ and for him. Well, he's going to win. He had to have an adversary, and he's got a mighty adversary in the devil. But Jesus has got all power. The devil's got a lot of power. And he saw Jesus and Christ make this world, put it together. And then he goes on in verse 30, after the Lord said the wisdom, which was Christ, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. And listen to this. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. God made this world for people. He didn't make Mars and Jupiter, the moon, and all them planets up there for people to live on. Ain't very many people ever been up there. Neil Armstrong, several folks. Ain't many gonna go up there and live either. There ain't nobody on them planets unless we shoot them up there in a rocket. He said, my delights were with the sons of men. And here this wisdom of God, which was transferred all into Christ, he said, my delight is to dwell in the habitable part of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. That's talking about Jesus. He don't want to live up there on the moon or on Mars or Venus or somewhere. All them old names might sound romantic and something that entices people into exploration and pioneering and spirits and all that mess. But where'd them names come from? They came from the names of Greek gods. Them things were named after the names of old gods that the Greeks had. Even like Saturn. Well, where'd we get our holidays from? Where'd we get the names of the weeks from? Sun was named after the sun god, Sunday. Saturday after Saturn. Saturn. My mom used to call the devil Saturn. It is. And these Seventh-day Adventists want to argue about Saturday being the right day. Sunday's named after the sun god. Well, tell them, yours is named after one worse. It's named after Saturn. That was an old Greek god. And all them fellas back there. Good night. It's all named after some old god or goddess, Venus. That planet up there is named. named after a Greek god or a Greek goddess after the planet. It all happened sort of simultaneously. But here you find a record here of Jesus Christ being